Just as Florida is known for its orange juice and Georgia for its peaches, Idaho has worked hard to build its reputation for top-quality potatoes. The recent dispute between the Idaho Potato Commission and a restaurant called the Idaho Fry Company has focused attention on Idaho's famous agricultural commodity. Boise State Radio's Don Wimberly explores the nature of the dispute and explains why it's not a small fry issue.
It's a very busy weekday afternoon at the Boise Fry Company. Until just recently, the restaurant was known as the Idaho Fry Company. It's a small eatery on Broadway near St. Luke's. For owners Ridley Huddleston and Blake Lingle, it all started as a unique idea in basic dining. French fries as the main feature on the menu, hamburgers as a side item. It didn't take long for the Idaho Fry Company to get into hot oil with the Idaho Potato Commission. The problem wasn't the food, it was the name. When it comes to potatoes, Idaho is a protected name. But owner Blake Lingle says they didn't find that out in the research they did.
We legally registered it with the Secretary of State, the IRS, and pretty much every other governing body that we could. We also hired a lawyer, and we did a basic trademark search, and unfortunately during that process we overlooked this issue with the Idaho Potato Commission.
The protected status of the Idaho potato comes from what is known as a certification mark. To legally use Idaho, the potatoes must come from Idaho. In the case of the Idaho Fry Company, they use some potatoes from other states in their specialty fries. Frank Muir is the CEO of the Idaho Potato Commission. Muir says the commission had no choice but to take action.
As required by law, if you do not protect a certification mark, you are likely to lose it. And there have been cases in history where that's been the case. And a certification mark has to be protected very aggressively, just like a trademark is protected. In fact, we own trademarks associated with these names as well.
Muir says at stake is the future of one of Idaho's main agricultural industries.
It does represent a $2.7 billion industry to the state of Idaho. It's 30,000 jobs. It's a foundation of quality upon which many other agricultural industries have been built upon here in Idaho.
From downtown Boise, we moved to a large potato field about 35 miles west near the town of Wilder. Owner Doug Gross has been a potato farmer for nearly 35 years. He planted his premier russet potatoes in March, with harvest expected in late September. Gross says he supports the Idaho Potato Commission's aggressive efforts to protect the Idaho brand.
This has been an ongoing problem. Anytime you have a premium brand that has high recognition by the consumer, people will try to use that to their advantage. We've had cases of a Boise potato company actually trying to sell Wisconsin potatoes into eastern markets with a post office box in Boise, it's just not right.
Gross says he regrets the Idaho Fry Company got caught up in a public dispute over the name.
I like their formats is great. My grandkids just loved it. But when I was a startup company 35 years ago, I had to follow the rules, and I think it's just important that they do the same.
In order to fund various commission activities, each grower is assessed 12.5 cents per hundredweight. That money pays for brand protection, research into new varieties, and promotion. From the potato field in Wilder, it's back to the Idaho Fry Company, now the Boise Fry Company, for lunch. Patrons we talked to had differing views on the name change controversy. David Rencher was just finishing up his lunch.
I kind of think, the potato mafia got a little heavy-handed with things. I don't think that their stance is very realistic, but it was about money, and they have a lot of it, and these guys don't, so these guys have to give in.
Sitting at the next table was Nancy Shaw of Boise.
It's kind of upset me because I'm a true Idahoan. I love the Idaho potato, and they're putting the farmers down. I mean, the farmers are the little guys.
Boise Fry Company co-owner Blake Lingle says he's received a number of positive comments about the name change.
I think some of our customers are actually just kind of excited that it's over. I think we may have had almost too much publicity there for a while. And I think if anything, they're just encouraged that we're all moving on and life is going back to where all anyone talked about was our burger and fries versus the potato commission.
Turf battles over trademarks aren't just about food. Sometimes they're about turf. Brad Fraser is a trademark attorney with Holly Troxell in Boise. Fraser tells us about the case of the University of New Haven in New Haven, Connecticut. It may surprise you to find out that the East Coast school is using Boise blue turf.
Many, many years after Boise State had already begun using its color blue, and many years after Boise State had established well-known national prominence and recognition of its color blue for its blue turf. So Boise State has appropriately asserted to the University of New Haven that it should not be infringing on Boise State's trademark rights.
Negotiations between Boise State and the University of New Haven are continuing over the use of the blue turf trademark. Fraser says another famous example was the decision by Panda Express to move into the Boise market in 1999. But there was already a local Panda Chinese restaurant in the Park Center Mall.
They wanted to continue to use the name Panda, but the Panda Express, the big national chain, said no. We have a federal registration. We have been using the mark nationally first, and we will come and now displace you, mom and pop Panda, from using our name.
So whether you're talking potatoes, blue turf or cuddly pandas, tasty fries, championship football, or orange chicken, sometimes it really is all in a name. And sometimes that name has a very real value. For Boise State Radio, I'm Don Wimberly.